This is the Money Talks podcast with Michael Campbell.
In a decision that could impact patients from Alberta to Newfoundland, yesterday the BC Supreme Court ruled against your right to pay for private medical care, even when you've been waiting so long for treatment your health's in danger. As the Vancouver Sun's Ian Mulgrew points out, in the Fraser Health Region alone, in 1 year, 308 patients died waiting for medically necessary surgeries. Last October, before the pandemic hit, there were 91,150 patients waiting for surgery in BC. But the NDP government says you can't seek out private care, even if the waiting puts your health in jeopardy. Government lawyer Jacqueline Hughes states the NDP government's position clearly when she says you have, in quotes, no positive right to health care. You might want to think about that. And don't worry, there's no such restrictions on private care for convicts or RCMP or the military or politicians themselves who skip the waiting list by using private clinics. In BC, the farce is especially rich given that the NDP actually pushed to set up the private Campbell Street Surgery Centre that's been the target of their legal attacks. And you know why? Because NDP cabinet ministers, government officials, and injured union workers didn't want to wait for treatment. During the court case, one of the NDP government's biggest fears was that the public would actually find out which politicians had been using the private Campbell Street Surgery Centre. But no worries, they were protected by doctor-patient confidentiality. But if Premier Horgan or Health Minister Adrian Dix tore their knee ligaments, are you really kidding me? Do you think they'd wait a year for an operation? Not a chance. The cynicism of the government's opposition is breathtaking. As Ian Mulgrew notes, the NDP government's defense on the restrictions on private care was shameful. The government failed to provide any evidence, not a single doctor, senior administrator, to testify about problems caused by the existence of private surgeries. Because after 20 years, as the Supreme Court of Canada ruled, there is none. Make no mistake, Canada consistently ranks at or near the bottom of the list of Western nations when it comes to the time it takes to see a specialist, because forcing patients to wait for treatment, no matter the health risk, is by design. Rationing treatment is the primary way governments keep costs down. My name is Mike Campbell. Join me Saturday for Money Talks.
Subscribe to the Money Talks with Michael Campbell podcast for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you get your on-demand audio. For the complete show, daily podcasts, and more.